This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The former Pikeview Quarry in northwestern Colorado Springs could be part of the city's park system by the end of the year. Jerry Schnabel has run the mine for decades. He says the reclamation work required to make the steep slope safe and stable is finished, including planting native vegetation.
Some species did better than others based on which plants were more fragile. Some of the more hardy plants have survived better than some of the more fragile plants.
Schnabel says the next step is to get final approval from the state. That's expected later this month. Then the mining company wants to donate the property to the city by the end of the year. Colorado has named more than a dozen cities that are out of compliance with state housing policies that push for denser development. These cities may lose millions of dollars in state grants. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The list includes Arvada, Aurora, Centennial, Palmer Lake, Castle Pines, and more. The state said overall there's generally a high rate of compliance and highlighted Denver and Colorado Springs as examples. The law includes things like denser housing near transit and allowing auxiliary dwelling units. Some cities have pushed back and note that zoning is a local issue and say the state has overstepped its authority to impose a one-size-fits-all approach. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The Colorado Sports Hall of Fame announced the class of 2026 today. The six new members include former Broncos safety Steve Foley, former CU quarterback Cordell Stewart, and Nuggets legend Lafayette Fat Lever. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.